Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton. And we're the food guys.
You were telling me the other day about the most popular recipe of all time, New York Times.
A recipe called plum tort.
Oh, yeah.
When I wrote about it in the Missoulian, it caused quite a stir locally.
Is that right?
Yes.
What's so great about this recipe?
What's so great about the tort is it is really a remarkable dessert, and it's very easy to make. The way the recipe got into the New York Times was one of the food columnists for the Times in the 1980s was Marion Burroughs, who's written many fine cookbooks and wonderful food articles. She was given a recipe for, back in 1984, plum tort. She made it. She loved it. She put it into the paper. It caused a furor. People went nuts over it. They loved it. And the plums are Italian prune plums that the tort recipe called for. And it really is about the only plum you should use for it. She also found that the tort froze really, really well.
Oh, yeah.
So she decided she would make assembly line fashion, 24 of them. A neighbor had storage space in her freezer. So she made a deal with a neighbor that she would make 24 torts and she would store them in the neighbor's freezer, and the neighbor could have two of those torts. But the other 22 would come back to Marion anytime she needed a tort. So she did that. The neighbor went on vacation, and the neighbor's mother came and house sat and babysat. When the neighbor came home, she called Marion and said, "How many torts did you put in the freezer?" Marion said, 24. Two are for you. And the neighbor then said, nothing. Silence. She says, "There are 12 torts left. Either my mother ate 12 of them or she gave them away." It was never solved.
You can't really grill the mother.
You can't grill the mother. I can tell from experience that this tort keeps incredibly well in the freezer for at least a year.
At least a year.
At least a year. If you wrap it properly and you stick it in a real freezer, you can thaw it and heat it up, and you will swear that you have just baked it. It's an incredibly easy recipe. It's a butter cake, cream butter with the sugar. Don't cream it and beat it for 5-6 minutes to get a lot of air into it, because then that's going to make the cake way too light. You beat it for 2 or 3 minutes, and then beat in a couple of eggs, add your flour and baking powder and salt. And it's a very stiff batter, and you spread it in a buttered springform pan, one of those pans that the sides clip on.
That's right.
You should use butter to butter the pan instead of a spray, because the batter is very stiff. And in order to spread it and have it stick to the sides, if you use a spray, it's just going to not want to move anywhere because the spray is so liquidy. And then you take your cut plums and you arrange them cut side down all over the surface. You'll need about a pound of plums. And then you sprinkle with lemon juice and sugar and cinnamon. And then you bake it for almost an hour. Now, during that time, what happens is that the cake swallows the plums. So you can see little bits of plum at the end of baking. So the plums actually make their way inside the cake. And as soon as the cake is warm, you can cut it. And the texture is absolutely incredible. I don't serve anything else with it. But if you want to have whipped cream, go ahead, but it doesn't really need anything.
When you're making this and the plums disappear, don't be alarmed.
Don't panic. Don't panic.
They're going to disappear, except for those little gleams, the dark plums, their backs.
Yes, and it's very attractive when you cut into it because you can see the little pieces of purple.
But you said you've
sunk into the
tried
cake.
To do it with other kinds of plums and it didn't work.
It doesn't really work because other plums tend to be too watery, and the Italian prune plum is not. It's got a good pulp.
It's fiber and so forth. So it kind of hangs onto it.
It's wonderful.
So this is it, folks. It's the supreme recipe. And another thing you can do is come back next week for
The Food Guys.